Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman David Baldorado. The federal budget, the impasse, the shutdown continues day 28 there, and well over 100 days for the state of Pennsylvania without a budget. This is tough news for those getting SNAP benefits as one example, and the money runs out November 1st, Saturday. 2 million recipients in Pennsylvania will be without those benefits unless they can figure out a solution. And we are joined by Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Costa. I imagine, Senator, you're as frustrated as anybody. However, a lot of people are saying, can't the Republicans and Democrats at least find a way to get through this? So what's the status as of today?
Well, good morning, Larry, and thank you for having me. I think the status today is much better than it has been in the past. I think the tone has changed among Democrats and Republicans. Yesterday, we had a lengthy five-party meeting to try to advance some concepts and some spend numbers, so to speak, a budget number. And we're going to meet again today at 9:30. So I think that, things are moving forward in that regard. Folks are talking in one room together, and I think that's a step in the right direction. And we're narrowing the issues and the differences between those issues.
Senator, share for us what the impact of the federal government shutdown is having on the process of trying to get a budget here in the state.
I would say the federal part is not really having an impact on our general appropriation work. It's a separate level of resources that we receive from state government that we're trying to dispense, and we combine that with what we anticipate at some point coming from the federal government. But I think what we're working on right now is a state spend, so to speak, and figuring out how we're going to go about doing that. I think the biggest impact that you touched upon, I think the most immediate impact is going to be related to the SNAP benefit program and what happens after November 1st. We're very much concerned about that. We intend to do an announcement later today that's going to talk about how we think at the state level we can take steps to work with the recipients and others who are dealing with food insecurity by addressing our food banks. As we know, not only are the food banks not getting the money from the federal government, they're not getting it from the state government. The shelves are getting bare, and they're going to get worse over the coming weeks. So we will be proposing that we use a portion of the state's rainy day fund to support a portion of and replenish our food banks and our Meals on Wheels program. We think that's an appropriate use of the rainy day fund for 2 million people, as you said, in Pennsylvania. It's raining. It'll be raining very severely, and they're going to be without food. And to me, we have a moral obligation to try to address that. And in my view, it's different than some of the other folks who are waiting for funding, like our school districts and the like and others. But this is individuals who rely upon this program to feed themselves, to feed their families. And that's why it's imperative that we take steps to address it.
Yeah, there's nothing more basic than needing food as you know, the most common thread for everybody, regardless of party affiliation. So what are the sticking points? Are they continue to be?
Continue to be a spend, what's referred to as a spend number. How much revenue are we going to take in, and how are we going to deploy it? There's a disagreement on that part. There's a disagreement on education spend. There's a slight disagreement on some other energy policy. And whether it's transit continues to be in the mix, we're continuing to push transit, and we'll do so this week as well with the discharge petition on legislation that's passed the House five times. So we feel like there's those are some of the differences that we need to just close the gap and work through. Or if we're not able to reach agreement, we put them aside and we come back later in the fall and deal with those policy issues and just adopt the general appropriation bill and a fiscal code that will fund the Commonwealth programs and the Commonwealth agencies.
So we're with Senator Jay Costa. I'm sensing you have at least a little more positive outlook on maybe a deal being made or at least some short-term help.
I do, Larry. I think that, you know, conversations yesterday and again this morning and some senior staff folks working into the evening last night addressing some of the differences, I think, is a positive, moving in a positive direction.
You've been here before over the years. Obviously, the tensions are really high, but having it coincide with a federal government shutdown doesn't help.
It hasn't helped. I think what it has done, though, I think what the federal shutdown has done is created a greater level of effort to get things done. I think recognizing that, not knowing how long the federal government impact is going to be and the impact on the programs, that we at the same time should not be injecting ourselves or continuing to have ourselves be a part of that conversation. So it's, to me, it's important that we remove ourselves from the impasse conversation and get our resources out to our counties and to our school districts and to our program providers and healthcare providers as soon as we can. But the federal impact has created a greater sense of urgency, quite frankly.
Appreciate the update, and hopefully we'll hear some good news soon. Senator, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show. And it is frustrating for a lot of people for all the obvious reasons. And I know that at the federal level, there's been some conversations between Senators Dave McCormick and John Fetterman about finding ways to support the SNAP benefits, too. Hopefully, something will get done. I mean, November 1st starts Saturday. And you don't want people to be without those benefits.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.